I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. We travel down the bayou in Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana, to visit woodcarver Ivy Biyat, a member of the Houma Indian Nation. The Houmas have a tradition of basket weaving in white cypress that Ivy learned from his father, but the wood's hard to find now as sea levels rise and salt water kills trees. Like his father, Ivy still crafts hunting blowguns, violins, and painted carvings of animals that show his deep connection with natural and supernatural worlds.
I got ways of communicating with animals and creatures like that, you know. I just don't know. When I go fishing, I just tell those fishes to open their mouth so I can take the hook out, and the fish open his mouth, and I take the hook out, and you go, and you take off.
What are your favorite birds to carve?
The red wing. I like those red-winged blackbirds. The red on that is like a red velvet. It's like a velvet cloth. And the gold that's on them, the white, it's like some fur on the red-winged blackbird.
Have you ever eaten the red-winged blackbird?
No.
Yes, because a lot of people do eat those, you know.
Yes, uh-huh. But my mama said not to kill those kind of birds, and I didn't, you know. And the mockingbird, she didn't want us to kill no mockingbird neither. She said it was a sin. That was the Lord's bird. I can listen to the bird, and I can almost tell you what he's saying. Yeah, I had one of them on the fence right there. He was talking to me one morning. I used to tell him good morning every morning, you know. And one morning he turned around, he was chirping. He said, "Don't you talk to me like that," he said. I said, "What?" I grabbed the rock and I threw it. I said, "I'm going to get you in the pan. That's what I'm going to do with you." I heard him talk just like a person, yes.
You know a lot about the animal world. Tell me a little about that spirit world. I was thinking of the what we call in French the loup-garou. In English, they call it the werewolf. Have you ever known about the loup-garou?
A loup-garou is somebody that turns into an animal or another creature, you know. My daddy said they had one down at Grand Cayo. A man, they used to walk Grand Cayo with him sometime, you know, meet him down the road. They thought it was just a regular man that was on the side of the road, so they walk with him, you know. He get a certain point, the next thing you know, it was a dog that was walking with him. And sometimes it was a cow or a bull, you know. And then it just disappeared, you know.
When you're talking about the loup-garou or roux-garou, as you say, how does somebody turn from a person into an animal? What causes it to happen?
Too much religion. Too much religion. Believe too much in prayers and all that, in the demons and all that, you know. The Lord took this planet from the animals, and we still got that animal deal inside of us.
So do you think there's loup-garou around today in Houma, in this area?
I'm quite sure.
What do you think is the future of the life here on the coast, South Louisiana, for the Houma people?
I don't know. It seems like they say within a few years, Houma's going to be on the water. I don't know. Next hurricanes.
Katrina was pretty rough here, but the one that was really harder on this area came after Katrina.
Yes. We had it bad over here.
¿Cómo s'appelait l'ouragan?
Gustave.
Yeah. What happened in this area from Gustave?
High water, wind. They almost didn't have nothing down there. They devastated the road. The highway was out. They said the levees failed, but I don't think it's the levees that does that. The God don't need those levees to stop that water. It'll come from another direction. They're going to find out exactly what the God can do.
Ivy Biyat, thanks for visiting with me here.
I sure appreciate it.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.